Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 17. Now, today's episode isn't really about basketball. It's about hope. It's about resilience. It's about what happens when people refuse to give up on something they believe in, even after years of disappointment. So, if you've been living under a rock, you know, the Knicks won. Knicks in five. And this championship victory became more than a sports story. For millions of people, it became an emotional story. A reminder that waiting doesn't always mean losing. Sometimes it means you're still becoming. And isn't that exactly what Season 7's about? Completion, reflection, renewal. For many fans, this wasn't just another championship. It represented decades of waiting. Generations of people who continued believing, parents introducing their children to the same team they rooted for, grandparents who never stopped watching, entire communities carrying hope from one season to the next. And whether you're a Knicks fan or not, there's something psychologically powerful about watching people experience a dream they thought might never happen. Because all of us have something in our lives we've been waiting for. A promotion, healing, love, a child, a degree, sobriety, peace, financial stability, purpose. And sometimes life asks us to wait longer than we think is fair. And then the question becomes, what do we do while we're waiting? So before I go further, I'm going to invite you into a mindful moment and take a deep breath and inhale and then slowly exhale and quietly ask yourself, what dream have I almost given up on? And don't answer too quickly. Sit with it. Now ask yourself, what if the delay wasn't a denial? Psychologically, hope is not wishful thinking. Hope serves as an important purpose. It helps us to tolerate uncertainty. It motivates persistence. It gives suffering meaning. There's research in positive psychology. It has consistently shown how hopeful people are more likely to continue working towards meaningful goals, even when setbacks occur. Hope doesn't ignore reality. Hope simply refuses to believe that today's circumstances have to become tomorrow's destiny. The Knicks didn't become champions overnight. There were the playoffs in the 90s. There were losing seasons. Coaching changes, injuries, criticism, questions, disappointment. But growth was happening long before people saw the outcome. And that's true for us too. Sometimes the greatest transformation is happening quietly. And one thing sports teaches us is that every season has purpose. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Some seasons are about winning. Some are about rebuilding. Some are about learning. Some are about developing chemistry. And some are about discovering who belongs on the team. Life works the same way. Think about your own life. Have there been seasons where relationships ended, careers changed, friendships shifted, your confidence was shaken? Those weren't wasted seasons. They were preparation. Too often we judge ourselves while we're rebuilding. But rebuilding isn't failure, it's construction. One of my favorite lessons from team sports is this: no one wins alone. Every championship is built on relationships. There are stars, there are role players, there are coaches, there are trainers, there are people whose names never make the headlines. Life is no different. Ask yourself, who's on your team? Who tells you the truth? Who encourages you? Who celebrates your wins without competing with you? Who reminds you of who you are when you forget? Healing is never meant to happen in isolation. Success was never meant to happen alone. Community matters. And one of the easiest things to do is to quit when progress isn't visible. But visible progress is not the only kind of progress. There are seasons when your confidence is growing, your wisdom is growing, your boundaries are growing, your emotional regulation is growing. No one sees it, but it's happening. And sometimes people celebrate the championship without appreciating the years of preparation that made it possible. Your breakthrough has a backstory. Don't dismiss it. And here's another lesson. Championships are incredible, but eventually the parade ends, the celebration ends, the season ends. So if your identity depends only on external victories, you'll constantly need another one. Real fulfillment isn't found only in reaching the destination. It's found in becoming the kind of person who can handle the destination when it arrives. Success without character is fragile. Success with integrity is sustainable. So I'm going to wrap this up in the Season 7 framework. Completion. Honor how far you've come. Celebrate the victories you once prayed for. Release the belief that delays meant defeat. Reflection. Ask yourself, what have I learned during my waiting season? Who have I become because I didn't quit? What strengths did I develop while no one was watching? Renewal. Move into your next season with confidence. Celebrate your wins. Stay humble. Remain coachable. And remember that every ending creates room for a new beginning. So whether you watched every game or didn't watch a single one, the lesson remains the same. Keep believing, keep showing up, keep growing. Your breakthrough may take longer than you hope, but it doesn't mean it isn't coming. Season 7 reminds us to celebrate the victories you've earned. That is completion. Honor the journey that brought you here. That is reflection. And step confidently into your next season with gratitude, humility, and hope. That is renewal. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.